So next on the director's report is a South Atlantic Fishery Management Council update. I am now going to turn it over to Steve Poland. He is the executive assistant for councils and vice chair of the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council, and he is going to update you on the Dolphin Wahoo Amendment 10. Steve? He might be having some technical difficulties.
Can't imagine that.
Thank you. Hope just ran in here and told me I was muted, so I apologize. I'm glad this might be our last virtual meeting. I do look forward to addressing every one of you in person at some point. So again, thank you. Thank you, Kat. She introduced me. I'm Steve Poland. I'll jump right into it. We were asked to provide a brief update on the status of Dolphin Wahoo Amendment 10 to the Dolphin Wahoo Fishery Management Plan in the South Atlantic. There's a few actions in this amendment that may modify bag limits and vessel limits for dolphin and wahoo, which has generated a lot of interest and a lot of public comment from anglers here in North Carolina. So Chairman Bizzle asked that I just provide the commission a brief update on the history and the status of Amendment 10. So the council has been working on this amendment now going on 5 years. In March 2016, South Atlantic Council directed staff to begin development of Dolphin Wahoo Amendment 10. And initially it was just to examine different ways to look at reallocation and quota sharing between the commercial and recreational sectors. The major driving event of this was commercial overage and closure in 2015, and it was an early closure on June 30th, 2015 for the remainder of that calendar year, and then the recreational sector under harvest the remainder of the ACL about 6.5 million pounds. So there were stakeholders in the South Atlantic region that felt like this this under harvest and abundance of quota left over, the council should consider a mechanism for quota transfers. The work on the amendment was put on hold in March of 2017, awaiting availability of revised recreational data from the Marine Recreation Information Program, or MRIP. And as you recall, MRIP updated their effort estimation methodology with a new fishery effort survey. This is a mail-based survey as opposed to the older Coastal Household Telephone Survey. So since new recreational catch estimate numbers were coming out, the council decided to put any work on this amendment on hold. Once those data were available in March of 2019, or excuse me, December 2018, the council then began work on Amendment 10 and included a long list of additional items, which included an action to potentially allow bag limit sales of dolphin for permitted for hire vessels, modify gear bait training requirements and longline fishery, try to bring those more in line with the HMS longline requirements, reduce the recreational vessel limit for dolphin, revise ACLs to accommodate new recreational data, and also revisit the sector allocations. In March 2019, the council reviewed these actions and added a potential item to explore the addition of buoy gear in the dolphin and wahoo fishery. And then at the June 2019 meeting, the council reviewed the amendment and removed the bag limit sales action. So moving on, to April 2020, the SSC revisited the time series used to set their initial catch level recommendation at the request of the council, and chose the third highest landings from 94 to 97 for both dolphin and wahoo. So this translated to an ABC, which is the allowable biological catch for dolphin of 24.5 million pounds, and for wahoo of 2.8 million pounds. So in March 2021, the council reviewed public hearing comments, approved edits to purpose and need, affirm and selected preferred alternatives for all actions. and directed staff to prepare the amendment for a potential vote of approval for secretarial review at the June 2021 meeting. So the meeting coming up in approximately 3.5 weeks. So as of the March 21 council meeting, the actions amendment 10 would accommodate updated recreational data from the MRIP program, new CAPS level recommendations from the SSC. It also contains actions that implement various other management changes to the fishery, including revising accountability measures for both sectors, possession of dolphin and wahoo with certain unauthorized gears on board, i.e. lobster traps. There's requests from New England to allow lobster traps as an authorized gear so they could retain dolphin, since it does seem like dolphin are occurring more and more frequently in the waters off of New England. And to reduce the recreational bag limit for both dolphin and wahoo, and potentially implement a vessel limit for wahoo. So these last two actions are the ones that have garnered a lot of attention from anglers in North Carolina, and more specifically charter operators in North Carolina. So in the amendment, in the draft amendment, there are 12 actions, but actions 11 and 12 are the ones that modify dolphin and wahoo bag limits and vessel limits. So currently, action 11 reduced the recreational vessel limit for dolphin. The council has selected a preferred alternative that would lower the vessel limit from 60 fish down to 48 fish. We've heard a lot of public comment from charter operators here in North Carolina that say that this would certainly harm their business. They've reported to us that they sell a lot of their trips based off of large bag limits and vessel limits. These are trips that typically cost upwards of $2,000, and they're concerned that they might not be able to fill these trips because people might not see the value in paying that much money for a reduced bag limit or reduced vessel limit for dolphin. And then action 12, reduce the recreational bag limit and potentially establish a recreational vessel limit for wahoo. Currently, the council has selected the preferred to drop the daily limit of wahoo from 2 to 1. The council has not selected a vessel limit yet for wahoo. We kind of left it open-ended at the last meeting, again based off of input received from mostly charter fishermen from North Carolina. Similar to dolphin, they felt like any reduction in the wahoo vessel limit or bag limit might impact their ability to sell trips. So as I stated earlier, the council is slated to potentially take final action on Amendment 10 at their June 2021 meeting. And just a little insight from the North Carolina delegation. We've heard these comments from our fishermen really since winter of 2020. The North Carolina delegation, which is myself as the agency rep on the council, as well as our two appointed representatives, Anna Beckwith and Tim Greiner, have opposed any modifications to bag limits and vessel limits for dolphin and wahoo in this amendment, citing the lack of need for these modifications, and the fact that these changes may potentially disproportionately affect charter operators in North Carolina. Unfortunately, this is one of those situations where the other voting members of the council have not agreed with us, and this is why currently the selected preferreds are to reduce the dolphin vessel limit and the wahoo daily bag limit. So with that, that's my attempt at a very brief update. So anyone has any questions, fire away.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for the that update on that. It's lots going on those lines. Any commissioners have any comments or questions right now? I'm looking for hands to be raised. That will help me out a lot. Hey, Tom Roller.
Okay, I'm just going to kind of talk here for a second, and Steve, if you could respond to some of my half questions, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, being involved in the South Atlantic process, also attending the Dolphin Visioning Workshop, which was one of the last things I got to do in person before the pandemic shut everything down. You know, our North Carolina for Hire fleet was very involved in this process, not just giving public comment. They were involved in the workshops, and they expressed their concern regarding the 60 fish bag limit being lowered. And, you know, as someone in this industry, when you hear that, a lot of times people think 60 sounds excessive. But when you start looking at the North Carolina fishery, when you're traveling 40, 50 miles, we have a great offshore. We have a lot of offshore trips compared to, say, South Carolina and Georgia. But they really feel that, particularly when you're middle in the summer and you have these, you know, baler sized fish that are 2-3 pounds, that 60 fish limit, when you're looking at 10 fish per person, you know, it looks a lot smaller when you look at it that way. Right. But also in listening to the process, it's very clear that fishermen from Florida are very, very upset with the state of this fishery. And I hear a lot of blaming on North Carolina. They blame things on this longline fishery, which is a small component of overall harvest. And quite frankly, it seems like a lot of it is made up and doesn't really exist. And they also seem to blame things on the large bag limit. But maybe it's my understanding. It seems a lot of this is we're looking for a boogeyman when we're actually dealing with the effects of climate change and these fish moving farther north. And kind of my question is, aren't headboats exempt currently from the 60 fish bag limit?
Yes, they are currently headboats. It's just the daily bag limit, and that's an exemption throughout the entire region, correct?
Okay. Was there any discussion of exempting the for hire boats from the 48 fish bag limit in North Carolina?
Yeah, we had those discussions at the last meeting. We went short of actually making a motion to initiate an amendment, but there is interest among some of the other states with the council to explore that. Historically, the South Atlantic Council has always been a little apprehensive, I guess, of going down the route of, you know, more or less sector separation in that for hire and private fleet. But you know, we've heard from a lot of charter operators in this dolphin fishery that, you know, feel that the way they fish and the way their business is structured, it is quite different than a private recreational trip. And given the reporting requirements now for permitted for hire operators in the South Atlantic, logbooks, electronic logbooks, they feel like they have the mechanism in place for the accountability, and they have started to request that we explore that option.
Okay. I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you guys are pursuing that. Okay. I think I'm good there. I might have some more questions here, but if anybody else wants to talk.
Okay, any other comments from anybody? Please raise your hand, Tom. Anybody? Okay, I'm gonna make a real quick comment as a person who fishes offshore a fair amount of the time. Years back, I put a self-imposed 30 fish limit on my boat. You get over that, I mean, it's a lot of fish to dress, but also it gets to be wasteful at this point. And so we stop at 30 dolphin, and that's plenty of fish for a private recreational boat, in my opinion, maybe not to everybody. The charter fleet, if they were allowed more fish than the private fleet, that would not upset me. And I don't think that would upset a lot of recreational fishermen, because we understand that. We understand what's going on there. Tom, is your hand back up?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
I just want to make the quick comment. You know, I'm very leery of the idea of sector separation and even discussing it. but would point out that the differences in limits between recreational private boats and for hire boats already exist in a lot of fisheries. You see it in sharks, swordfish, cobia, bluefish. So, you know, particularly when, you know, there's decent accountability from the current data collection, it's, you know, it's a lot more feasible than that. And I don't think it's as controversial as some people would like to lead, like to believe it is. So.
I agree. Anything else? Any from anybody?
I got something, Rob. Robert McNeil.
Yeah, Robert, go ahead.
I'd just like to kind of echo what you were saying, Rob, as far as I do a lot of offshore fishing too, and I can't imagine cleaning 30 fish at the end of the day. I mean, there's been plenty of times where we could have bailed them all, but we just decided we didn't need that many fish. We can't sell them. We don't need to just put that much meat away in the freezer. What, Steve, what was the Wahoo limit you're talking about, vessel limit?
Yeah, so right now there is no vessel limit for Wahoo. It's just a daily bag limit of 2 per person. The council is considering establishing a vessel limit, but we have not selected a preferred yet. And really the rub for Wahoo was that based off of recent catch of Wahoo and the ABC recommendation from the SSC, there is a potential that the recreational allocation of Wahoo may be reached in above average years in the future, which would trigger a fishery closure. So the council is interested in avoiding any type of closure in the Wahoo fishery because a mid-season or even a late season closure in Wahoo would have a pretty significant effect on fishermen here in North Carolina, because as you know, our Wahoo fishery is typically, you know, spring and fall. So this is one of those measures where it's certainly not something that the charter industry or really many anglers we've heard from are in favor of, but it may be kind of a preemptive precautionary measure just to ensure that we would avoid a closure in the future. The original list of alternatives for the vessel limit range from 2 to 8. We've heard comment from anglers here in North Carolina that would like to see that list expanded up to 12 fish. So at least on a 6-pack charter, you know, do away with the reduction of from 2 to 1 for the bag limit and just set it at, you know, 12 fish, which, you know, North Carolina and in this fishery especially, captain and mate can, you know, keep their bag limit as well, as long as there's not a vessel limit. So they put that forward as a potential option. Looking at the numbers and the analysis, that still probably won't avoid a closure in the future. But you know, that's an option that we've heard from anglers. But I'm certainly confident that the council will definitely move forward with a reduction from 2 to 1 bag. But it's yet to be seen if the vessel limit will be modified.
Right. So it would either be a vessel limit or a per person limit, right? So like if there wasn't a vessel limit and it was, you know, 1 per person, you only had 6, then you can only keep 6 on the boat. But if there was a vessel limit of like 8 or 10, you could keep that many regardless of how many people were on the boat.
As long as there wasn't a vessel limit in place. So if the vessel limit isn't modified and stays at 2, then yes, theoretically you could go up to even 16 per vessel limit. But it's whatever most restrictive in this sense, if both are maintained, a bag and vessel.
With a potential closure, would that be a whole year closure? Or would that be a spring closure and in the fall would still be open, or vice versa?
So it really depends on what the landings look like as the information comes in. So, you know, MRIP comes in 2 month waves, and then there's typically a lag time at the end of those 2 month waves. So take, for example, wave one, January, February, you know, typically 45 days after that, you know, middle of April before the Science Center would actually get those landings. So theoretically, if there was a really good late winter spring catch of wahoo here and off of Florida, the Science Center may notify us, you know, July, August-ish, that there was a you know, an ACL, an accountability measure triggered, and then potentially close, you know, September, October-ish, which would be, you know, detrimental, you know, not only to us, but, you know, Florida as well. So that's what the council is trying to avoid, that mid-season closure.
Gotcha.
Okay, anything else from anybody? Robertson, okay.
Yeah, put my hand up now.
Okay, all right, thank you. Got me. Anything else from anybody? Okay, Steve, thank you for this update. It's got a, there's a lot of attention from a lot of people on this issue. So as changes happen, I know you will keep us informed.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman Bizzle. And the comments that I received today, I'll certainly consider those when forming my comments at the council. So,
great, thank you very much. Commissioner Roller, I believe you had something that you wanted to bring up.
Yes, Chairman. When we were discussing the South Atlantic decisions on Dolphin and Wahoo, I had hoped to make a motion at the end of that, but we had a computer issue. I have emailed a motion to our staff, and I'd like to see if we could get it put up and maybe discuss it a little bit. In the meantime, while they're working on that, what I'm proposing is that we draft a letter to the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council and express our support to keep the for hire limit for dolphin in North Carolina at 10 fish per person and at a 60 fish boat limit. As justification for this, we have to keep in mind when we look at the management of the species, while Florida fishermen are very concerned about this stock, the proposal by the South Atlantic literally puts the entire reduction in harvest on the North Carolina fleet. And I don't really think that's fair, particularly since there doesn't seem to be a biological need for it. So, so there's my motion. If you would like me to read it, just let me know.
Go ahead and read it if you would.
I move that the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission send a letter to the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council expressing its support to maintain the dolphin for hire bag limit at 60 fish per vessel and 10 fish per person and support regional bag limits if needed to maintain the 60 fish bag limit for North Carolina for hire vessels. We recognize that NC for hire industry requires this consideration given the length of trips, the distance traveled, fewer target species and the higher expenses associated with offshore fishing and the expressed incentive that this larger bag limit is needed to sell trips. We also recognize that the ACL is not projected to be met. There is no biological need for reduction, and we recognize the vast majority of the reduction would come from the NC charter fleet causing unnecessary economic damage to a vital industry.
All right, is there a second to this motion?
I'll second it. Mike Blanton.
Who was that? Mike Blanton, Commissioner Blanton. Okay, any other discussion on this? As a just a comment, as a recreational fisherman who fished for dolphin mahi, I have no problem with this. So, any other comments or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Robert.
Yes, Robert.
I do support this. I wonder though if we're excluding the private sector from here by saying the for hire industry. I wonder if that gets separated out in a different category and the private sector gets hit with a different limit. I don't know.
Well, I think that's what will happen is that You and I, if we go out fishing, we're going to have a reduced bag, but you know, we're looking at probably reducing to, I'm not even sure what they're talking about reducing it to, maybe even down to 20, 30 a boat. But you know, that's, to me, that's plenty of fish. I don't think they're going to reduce it down to one or two a person.
If I may, Commissioner Chairman Bizzle, the current selection, it would be 48 fish per person.
428?
Yeah, 48.
48.
48, yes.
Per vessel, person.
Excuse me, per vessel.
Sorry. Okay. That is more than plenty of fish.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with this.
Okay, all right. Any other questions? Doug Cross, your hand's up.
I do not fish offshore because I can't handle it, but I don't know enough. I don't know enough about it, but I guess what you're saying here, basically, Tom, is there's no quantifiable, clear biological need for reduction. Is that what basically the data shows?
I mean, I'd rather have Steve mention to that, but my understanding in particular is that when we drop the bag limit from 60 to 48, that doesn't impact Florida fishermen at all. It only impacts North Carolina fishermen. And our fleet up here was very adamant for a very long time that this 60 fish limit is very important to their businesses.
I got you. Okay.
And if you need me to, I can speak to that real briefly. So the dolphin fish stock is unassessed and there are no surveys for dolphins. All we have for dolphin is cats. There's been concerns raised from fishermen in Florida, specifically South Florida, over the last few years that they're observing a decline in the fishery abundance and size of fish, and they were originally the stakeholder group that brought this request to the council to lower the vessel limit. However, the SSC, when they provided their allowable biological catch recommendation to the council, they did not reduce it in any meaningful way. You know, granted, they did not have a discussion on any of the factors that might be contributing to, you know, this apparent decline in abundance in South Florida. But if you look at catch histories of the fishery, it's very variable from year to year, but there's really no clear trend in catch. And even recently, within the last 5 or 6 years, we're starting to see more and more dolphin fish caught in the Mid-Atlantic and New England region. So the position that the North Carolina delegation has taken is that, you know, since there's no assessment, there's no clear biological data to indicate that the stock is at jeopardy of any way. It's probably simply more just a shift in the range of dolphin fish. We couldn't support modifying the vessel limit. And then if you go into the effects analysis that National Marine Fisheries Service and council staff did for the proposed actions, by dropping the vessel limit of dolphin from 60 all the way down to 20. So they did it in increments of 6 fish from 60 down to 20 or 24. There was about 1 million pound reduction realized if you go down to 30 fish, which was originally the preferred for South Florida. And that 1 million pounds was all coming from North Carolina. So that's why the North Carolina delegation at the council has made the point that any reduction is going to impact North Carolina disproportionately, simply because our charter fleet actually realizes trips, you know, close to this vessel limit of 60 fish. And compare that to Florida and the other South Atlantic states, they have no trips that even come close to 60. So any reduction from 60 would all come off the backs of North Carolina fishermen. So given that there's no biological justification for making any changes, and the fact that any changes would only affect North Carolina. That was a justification that we have stated on the record for not supporting a reduction in vessel limits. And I hope that gives enough context.
Thank you. Commissioner Bland, your hands up.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to the conversation that speaking with some of the Bear County charter fishermen up here, they've expressed this for months and months now that they were against any reductions to the for hire industry in particular. And I just wanted to reaffirm that I support this motion because of that. And they tended to sort of explain the same things. So I think this is a great thing to do, is to try to support our fishermen, especially the charter fleet. You know, because if you make a living off the water, regulations are a big deal. And these guys here, you know, they don't deserve to take the brunt of the punishment based on reductions in our state for the benefit of maybe folks in another state. Just because. So anyway, I just wanted to speak to why I supported it. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Blanton. Commissioner Roller.
A quick question for Steve, if I can. So even though North Carolina fishermen realize these large, this, you know, the 60 fish limit, fishermen in Florida still catch the majority of the East Coast catch. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. North Carolina and Florida are certainly the two big players in this fishery, but typically Florida does land more fish than North Carolina. I think if you look at the previous 10 years, I think 9 out of those 10 years, Florida has caught more dolphin recreationally than North Carolina.
Okay, Commissioner Hendrickson.
Well, and I was going to, Tom, go to that same point. Yeah, you know, they're catching the fish. The difference is they can leave Jupiter, go offshore and fish and come back for lunch and go back for another trip in the afternoon. And they're not having to invest all that our charter folks are having to invest to get out for the fish. So I completely support this and think that it's a good thing to get on the table.
Okay, any other discussion? If not, Laura, will you do a roll call vote, please?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Croft?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornegy?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
And Chairman Bissell?
Aye.
Thank you.
Vote is 9-0. Motion passes unanimously. Laura, you and I will get together and draft a letter and send this out ASAP.
Okay.